renewed by God's unfailing grace. From the ashes, renewed by God's unfailing grace. Scripture reading, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is passed away. Behold, the new has come. And from Isaiah 43:18-19. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Beloved in Christ, brothers and sisters, everyone has a past, a tapestry of joy and pain, light and shadow. Some memories bring smiles, childhood warmth, first loves, triumphs, others sting, regrets you'd rewrite, words in anger, shattered relationships, sins that haunt. We've all felt the crush of what if and if only. But hold this truth, your past does not get the final word over your life. This is the gospel's promise, the hope rising from our yesterday's ashes. Let's unpack it. A mix of joy and pain, but not your prison. Histories are messy and scripture shows it. David, shepherd king, but adulterer and murderer. Peter, water walker, but three-time denier. Paul, church persecutor turned apostle. God redeemed their checkered pasts. Your story is similar, joyful parts. God's faithfulness, enduring friendships, painful ones. Choices leading to heartbreak, scars from failure. But those don't define or disqualify you, Isaiah 43 urges. Remember not the former things, not ignoring them, but because God is doing something new. Your past is a chapter, not the book. Mistakes and failures, they don't cancel value or erase futures. The enemy amplifies failures, you're ruined, worthless, futureless. God speaks differently. Mistakes don't cancel value. You're made in God's image, valuable by his decree, not performance. David, post-sin, remained a man after God's heart through repentance. Failures don't erase futures. Proverbs 24:16. The righteous falls 7 times and rises again. Paul, once murderous, spread the gospel worldwide. His failure fueled his calling. Deep regrets, not too big for grace. The cross covers all. Romans 8. Well, no condemnation for those in Christ. Regrets invite mercy. Shame's lies versus God's truth. Renewal over ruin. Shame deceives, ruin not enough, unusable. It imprisons in doubt and isolation. But God renews, not shames, the adulterous woman. Jesus lifted her. Neither do I condemn you, go. Sin no more. Peter, post-denial, restored to feed my sheep. God counters shame, ruined, forgiven. Not enough, made new. Story over, I'm still writing it. He defines you by his mercy, faithfulness, love. Belonging to him turns your past into healing, scars into testimonies for becoming new. From stuck to soaring, you are not stuck or disqualified. You are becoming new. Grace is miracle, ashes to beauty. God transforms Paul from persecutor to author of half the New Testament. His violence became a peace platform. If past chains bind you, lay them at the cross. The old passes. The new comes step from shadows. Release regrets. Let truth silence whispers. For those seeing others struggle, speak grace. Their story isn't over. God writes it. From ashes we rise. Renewed, redeemed, ready for his new thing. Let's pray. Prayer, Heavenly Father, thank you for truth over lies, ashes to beauty, regrets to renewal, forgive past to find lives, silence shame, amplify your voice, forgive and new, story in your hands, lift the stuck, release the old, embrace the new, use past as testimonies, in Jesus who makes all new. Amen.